You're listening to WAMU 88.5. I'm Esther Chamakili. Big changes are coming for hundreds of thousands of adults in the DMV who get their health insurance through Medicaid, the public program for people with low incomes and disabilities. The Trump administration released new rules in June outlining how Medicaid work requirements will roll out next year. Sam Whitehead is a correspondent with our partner KFF Health News. He's here to explain what all of this means for enrollees and offer some practical tips on how to prepare. Sam, welcome.
Great to be here.
Tell us more about what changes are coming.
Starting January 1st of next year, Medicaid enrollees will have to prove they're working, volunteering, or going to school at least 80 hours a month to get and keep their coverage. They'll also need to start reapplying every 6 months instead of once a year. And that's no small thing, says Andrew Patterson. He's senior counsel at Legal Aid DC. They're a nonprofit that helps low-income people in the district with legal advice.
It's more burden on beneficiaries. It's more opportunities for things to just get sort of caught in the system, not be processed timely. It's more opportunities for folks to lose their coverage.
And the work rules will apply to anyone who got their coverage thanks to what's called Medicaid expansion. That's when places let more low-income adults into the Medicaid program.
Right. D.C., Maryland, and Virginia all expanded Medicaid. Does that mean everyone needs to be getting ready for these changes?
No, the rules won't apply to everyone. In D.C., for example, about half of all Medicaid enrollees will have to follow the new rules. That's about 119,000 people, or nearly one in five district residents. And there are exceptions. If you have Medicaid because you're a kid, pregnant, or disabled and get Social Security payments, these rules don't apply to you. The same if you're a veteran with a disability, a former foster youth, or someone caring for a child under 14, you can apply for an exemption. You can also qualify for exemption if you're what the law calls medically frail, basically too sick to work, but it's not enough to have a serious medical condition like cancer. You have to prove that it's so bad that you can't actually work.
How would a person even prove that?
That's a great question. Federal officials say enrollees might have to go as far as providing a doctor's note that they're too sick to work. Here's Patterson with Legal Aid DC again.
Medical records don't often dictate how a medical condition affects a person's ability to work. Folks should be thinking about, can that provider explain why they're not able to work?
I do want to note that people will get a bit of a pass, at least at first. People can self-attest that they're medically frail through 2027.
Okay. Are there other ways people can meet their 80 hours that's not work?
Say you're in college. The regulations we got last month lay out that 6 credit hours, or being enrolled half-time, will mean that you meet this new standard. You can also do an unpaid internship. Volunteering is another option. It just has to be with an official organization that can actually document how many hours you volunteer.
Okay, so these changes take effect January 1st. What should people be doing over the next 6 months to prepare?
Make sure your state Medicaid agency has your correct mailing address and phone number, and watch out for communications from them later this summer or early in the fall. It also might be smart to check in with your Medicaid agency. Maryland and Virginia, for instance, have details about the coming changes on their websites. And if you can't find what you're looking for online, try calling or visiting a benefits office in person. Don't let fear or uncertainty about these changes keep you from applying for Medicaid or renewing your coverage.
Sam Whitehead is with our partner KFF Health News. Sam, thanks so much for joining us.
Great to be with you.